Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, good morning. Pleasure to be with all of you. Pleasure for me to be home. I'm a Hollis, Queens boy. So it's a pleasure to be at York College. I want to thank Madam President very much for having us here today and for all the work it took to set up this site. This was not done easily, a lot of organization, but it's going to do a lot of good. We're going to save lives at this site. This site is going to save lives. And I'm excited to be here, and I want to thank all the participants who are with us today. You're going to hear from Assemblymember Vivian Cook, who's been a long time great representative for her community, a great friend of mine and my family's. State Senator Leroy Comrie, who's going to get his vaccination today. And that's a great sign, because part of this is about trust. I'm going to be doing the vaccination. I am a certified vaccinator by the state of New York. I took a 20-minute course yesterday. I get to select the part of the anatomy where I do the vaccine, and you'll be surprised, or maybe not, when you see the part of the anatomy that I pick. I want to thank Bishop Calvin Rice very much. You'll hear from him after Senator Comrie. And I want to thank the other electeds who are here. We have Mary Ann Tierney, who's the Acting Deputy Administration of FEMA, which set up this site on the federal government side. We also have Assemblyman Khalil Anderson, who's with us, Councilmember Adrian Adams, Councilmember Miller, Bishop Calvin Rice, the York President, and we have a number of pastors who are here who are going to help us get out the word today, which is going to be very important because we need people to take advantage of this opportunity. So I want to thank Reverend Frazier. And Diane Frazier, I want to thank Bishop Douglas, I want to thank Reverend Mullings for all his good work, but for being here today also. Reverend Patrick O'Connor, Reverend Thompson, and Reverend Wachob. The message is simple. We want to do this and then let the facility operate at 8 o'clock. The vaccine is the light at the end of the tunnel. It is the weapon that's going to win the war. We know that it works. First obstacle is we don't have enough of the vaccine. That is true in this state. That is true in every state in the country. There is just not enough supply. President Biden walked in, and the cupboard was bare for supply. To me, it's the hangover of the President Trump legacy. He never handled COVID right. He lied about it. He denied it. He didn't have the equipment. He didn't have the testing. He thought he was going to manipulate the situation. We here in New York stood up to President Trump. We told him that he was taking this, he wasn't giving this the serious attention it deserved. We told him we weren't prepared. President Trump did what President Trump always does, which is he attacks those who tell him the truth. And New Yorkers stood up and we told him the truth. And he attacked us for it. And he attacked me for it. He was the shoot the messenger kind of guy. But we were right. And then the last act of Trump was he didn't even buy enough vaccine to serve the people of the country. And that's why we have this supply shortage, because they didn't even buy enough vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna. So now President Biden had to come in. He secured the vaccine. By the end of July, we'll have enough vaccine for everyone. But we have to get from here to July. And the amount of supply we're getting has been increasing every week. So it's supply. Then it's access, but not just access, what I call equitable access. COVID discriminated against people. COVID killed twice as many black people as white people. COVID killed 1.5 times as many Hispanic people as white people. Why? Because it showed the underlying injustice in society. COVID preyed on the health disparities and the comorbidities that were existing in communities that didn't have enough health care service in the first place. So now when it comes to the vaccine, my point is correct the injustice that you created during COVID, where you had more blacks die, more Hispanics die, higher positivity rate, less testing. Make sure we get the vaccine to these communities. And that's what we're doing here today. This facility is the largest mass vaccination site in the state of New York. This facility, Medgar Evers in Brooklyn, 21,000 vaccines per week, the largest in the state. And this is the first in the state that says we're going to bring the vaccine to the community that needs it most. And we're going to give that community priority to get the vaccine. So the community surrounding your college has a priority for the appointments here at York College. Between now and Saturday morning, appointments will only be filled for those people in zip codes that are surrounding this area. So, Jamaica, South Richmond Hills, Springfield Gardens, Laurelton, St. Albans, Rosedale, Queens Village, South Ozone Park, Cambria Heights, Richmond Hill, Jamaica, Queens Village, Hollis, 11423. That's me, baby. Jamaica, Queens Village, Far Rockaway, Arverne. Those communities get priority here because those communities were hardest hit. And basic justice requires you give the help first to the community that needs it most. And New York is proud to say they're bringing social equity to the situation. The third obstacle we have to get past with this is people have to trust the vaccine. And that's why the elected officials and the pastors are so important. They say that there's hesitancy in the black community about the vaccine. I don't like the word hesitancy because it's flowery and it doesn't call the problem what it is. It's not hesitancy. It's the black community doesn't trust the vaccine. It's trust. They don't trust the system. Well, the federal government approved it. I don't trust the federal government approving the vaccine. That's what the black community is saying. By the way, that's what I'm saying. I don't trust the federal approval. The Trump administration approved it. You should trust it. No. That's why we had a separate panel in New York State review all the vaccine data, and New York State's finest said the vaccine is safe. 2 million New Yorkers have taken the vaccine. 2 million. And the results have all been good. All top black medical professionals in the country say take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. My mother took the vaccine. Unless I was 100% sure, I would never have told my mother to take the vaccine. Now, my mother qualifies because she's over 65 years old. Vivian Cook is a good friend of my mother. My mother got offended that I told people that she was over 65 years old. She thought I was giving away her age. She looks much younger than 65, but she's still mad at me for saying that she was over 65. I didn't think I was giving a lot away because I'm 62. How mathematically could she not be 65 years old? I don't know, but she's offended. But anyway, she'll get over it. She loves me because I'm her favorite son, so she'll get over it. But my mother took the vaccine. I'm going to have my daughters take the vaccine. I'm going to take the vaccine when I'm eligible. Senator Leroy Comrie is going to take the vaccine today. Take the vaccine. It will save your life, and it will save the life of others. And to all the people who are working here today, to the National Guard, to the FEMA people, to all the volunteers, to York College, people who are putting themselves in a dangerous situation to help other people, God bless you. God bless you. And we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Let's give the National Guard a round of applause and FEMA a round of applause. And let me ask Assemblymember Vivian Cook to come up, and then we'll hear from State Senator Leroy Comrie, and then we'll hear from Bishop Calvin Rice. Thank you very much.
You see, we just got a good sanitizing here. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. And I want to thank the governor for bringing us here and bringing this vaccine here to Jamaica, Queens. I want to thank him for coming home and for being the person that he is. Okay, I stand with the governor. I've worked with the governor. I know where his heart is. I knew where his father's heart is, and his mother is my best friend. Okay? And I want you to say, I stand with him, and I am going to keep standing with him. All right? So welcome to York College, South Jamaica, and to Jamaica, the home of the governor. Thank you. That's all.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Leroy Comrie. I'm honored to be state senator for the 14th Senate District. I want to thank everyone that has been involved in making today happen, the governor, President Eanes and York College, my colleagues in elected office who have been championing for this to happen and asking for this to happen and yelling for this to happen since the first day that we found out that the vaccine was available. And the governor's right. Unfortunately, the past president did a horrible job at making sure that the vaccination was ready and wide distribution for people. He did a horrible job because even a year ago today, he was still not understanding that we had a crisis and hadn't dealt with it. But, you know, now we have an opportunity with this site here today at York College, and I want to say that I'm proud of our community. I want to thank all of the ministers that on Sunday and even before, as soon as they found out about the opportunity that this site was here and the link was up, we have over 20,000 people registered for this site already. So I think we should give our ministers and our community and our elected officials in this area a round of applause. I qualify, if you can figure it out, I qualify, so I'm getting my shot today. And it's not going to be by the governor because I have to stay healthy, even though he's been salivating at the idea ever since he heard about it. But, you know, I'm getting the shot because I want the community to see. And Councilmember Adams got the shot at Allen AME over the weekend, thanks to the governor. We had a pop-up site there with 700 slots. We filled those 700 slots within a half a day. Those slots got filled. So there is a desire in this community for the vaccination. There's a desire and a need to make sure that the vaccination comes straight to the community so they can have easy access to it. So that's why we're here at York College. We have a parking lot for people so they don't have to worry about parking. I know the people in the community are worried because it's near the train and normally you can't park here in the morning. We do have a parking lot for accessibility It's right on the ground floor level in the gym, so people can understand that you don't have to walk upstairs. You can come right in. It's a great site, and I want to thank the governor. I want to thank the FEMA person that's here. I didn't catch her name. And I want to thank all of my colleagues in government who we are continuously working together closer than ever to make sure that we deliver resources for the community. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Governor Cuomo, and for your leadership throughout this crisis. And thanks to our federal partners who are here this morning for bringing this site to Queens. This site is being opened specifically for our community in Queens. It's being made available to folks in this and surrounding zip codes. And we need to come out and fill every spot and every tube that's available for vaccination. You need to come and get it. This site represents the governor's mission to make sure everyone can access the vaccine. He did not just say it, he did it. I think the vast majority of clergy here this morning in Queens would agree that this site is needed and it is welcome. I know these gathered behind me this early Wednesday morning, they believe that, and they rejoice to see this venue open. Pastor Andrea Hoggett, St. Matthew's AME Church, Reverend Darrell Fraser, pastor of the Majority Baptist Church, Bishop H. Curtis Douglas, senior pastor, DeBar Bethlehem Cathedral, Reverend Dr. Les Mullins, senior pastor, Community Church of the Nazarene, founder and CEO of Challenge Preparatory Charter School, Reverend Patrick O'Connor, my good friend here in Jamaica, right up the block there, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church, and Reverend Jeffrey Thompson, pastor of the Amity Baptist Church here in Jamaica, and Reverend Carl Watchall, New Hope Live City of Refuge Church. We've seen what our communities look like fighting COVID without the vaccine, and it's painful. I cannot count the number of colleagues and friends and relatives that have been taken by this virus. Now it's time to show that what our community can do when we get help and when we help each other. I got vaccinated myself on February the 8th and felt no pain, just a little slight soreness in the arm. I got the second shot the day after the big snow. And I went outside and shoveled snow, came back inside, felt a little fatigue. Told my wife, I says, I think I'm fatigued from the vaccination. She said, oh no, you old. I took issue with that, Governor, because she's the same age I am. She said, well, I'm not tired. I said, you didn't shovel snow. But thank God, there was no repercussion from it. Bottom line, I believe God is working through the hands of this vaccine and through the hands of those who administer this vaccine. And I feel that you need to come and take advantage of it. My mother taught me not to bite the hand that feeds you. Neither should we bite the hand of God that is reaching out to save us. It is people of every color and faith coming together to get vaccinated that will end the worst days of COVID. I believe the vaccine is safe. It is our best tool to protect ourselves and each other and to restore our communities and our city and our state and our country back to a state of normalcy. My fellow clergy members, and I heard the governor call to spread the word, and we're here to help spread that word. We have joined together as leaders in faith to call our congregants, our community, our friends, and our colleagues together to send the clarion call, come and get vaccinated. We have made it this far by faith and by believing in science. Yeah, the scripture says weeping may endure for a night. We've been weeping ever since last March, but joy has come this morning. Joy has come this morning. Come out and get vaccinated.
Okay, this facility opens at 8 o'clock. We have a full schedule for today. Again, people in the zip codes that we're talking about in these communities, you have priority up until Saturday. Call, make your appointment, get a vaccine. You heard from more convincing people than myself. It's safe, it's right, it saves lives. I want to thank everyone for getting up. Especially early. For me, it wasn't early because I'm normally in church by this time anyway in the morning. But we're now going to get on with some vaccinations. We're going to have Senator Comrie get a vaccination, and we're going to get the pastor. I want to tell you something about the vaccine, though, and I want you to watch Senator Comrie's face when the vaccine goes in, because you can tell a lot about a person the way they take that shot. You watch that face, and it is a true test of character. And I'm saying, I know Senator Comrie for years. The man will not flinch. Let's go get that vaccine.